Hero Blob 9, Wrath of the Tuna Queen. The place, the seedy south side of Innocentville. Officer Samuels of the Innocentville Police is guiding Mayor Stephen Kettle on a tour, which Kettle must endure as part of his mayoral duties. Little do they know the adventure that awaits them on this otherwise innocuous tour. And this, Mayor Kettle, is the south side of Innocentville, widely known for its high crime rate and Poncho's delicious hot dogs.
I shall have to do something about that.
Like assign more police officers to the area to reduce the crime rate?
No, not the crime rate, you prattling policeman. The hot dogs. I shall have the city give Poncho's hot dog stands a grant, in order that they may install several of these hot dog stands near the Parliament building in the Mayoral Palace. Solidifies the community, you know.
But what about the crime rate, Your Honor? Your Mayoriness?
Ah, yes, then. Well, I hereby declare that you shall personally be responsible for patrolling this entire sector of the city, Officer Samuels.
But sir, the south side is 3 miles squared. We have 27 officers patrolling it now.
I get it. Don't want to share the glory, eh?
No, Mr. Mayor, I'm saying we need more—
Well, I can understand that, Officer Samuels. All right, I shall reassign all the other officers away from here so that you can patrol the entire area all by yourself, without any interference. Does that suit your fancy, my boy?
Well, no, I—
All right, then it's settled. The entire south side is yours, Officer Samuels. Show him what for. Besides, between you and me, I think these crime rumors are entirely untrue. I've been here almost 5 minutes, and I haven't seen a single crime.
As they walk, they pass a dark figure lying in a pile of trash, as though he were a vagabond or dumpster-diving brigand. Suddenly, though, he reaches up and tugs on Kettle's trousers.
Hey, man, can you spare a dollar? How about it? $1.
Never, you dirty bum. Get your hands off me, yeah!
Mr. Mayor, you kicked that man.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. All I wanted was a dollar. A simple, lousy dollar. But now you've gone and made me mad. I'm gonna knife you. And you know what I needed that dollar for? You know why I'm out here on the street instead of my home?
No, and frankly, I don't care. Take me back to the Mayoral Palace, Officer Sanders. I tire of this riffraff.
I left my home because of this! My face!
As the figure steps into the light, his face becomes clearer. In place of a normal skin-covered face, he has a horrifying red-eyed skull surrounded by giant flower petals.
After a chemical accident at my job at the atomic power plant turned me into this horrible mutant sunflower, I was out of work. The plant fired me because I scared the other workers. And you think anyone's gonna hire someone with a plant for a freaking head? Huh? Do ya?
Listen, Mr. Plant Head.
My name is Dicotyledon. Get it? Dicotyledon? Because I'm a plant? And I'm gonna kill ya?
Okay, Mr. Cotyledon.
You can just call me Di.
Okay, Di, if you come down with me to the police station, I'm sure we can find you some work. I know you've got problems, we all do, but violence is not the answer. Don't turn to crime.
Well, do you really think you could get me a job?
I'm sure of it. Now just calm down and come with us.
Wait, we're not giving a job to this freak. He tried to knife me.
Now, Mayor Kettle, I'm sure if we just get him something to do, or he'll get paid, he'll become a productive member of society.
Please, Mr. Mayor, please.
What?
Dicotyledon slips in a puddle of water and falls into Mayor Kettle.
Whoa, assault, assault, help, someone help.
No, it was an accident, really. For some reason, there's a big puddle of water in the road here.
Lies, lies, take this.
Without warning, Kettle stabs his enormously long cigar into Di's face, sizzling the skinless features of his horrible mien. No, Mayor Kettle, he wasn't lying. There is a big puddle on the ground here. And it's moving. What is it? Rising out of the puddle there, a horrible twisted figure wearing a cape and turning from water to man.
I am Blob.
That's right, it's Blob. Faster than liquid Dwayne cleaner. More fluid than water. Able to change into any liquid, he's Blob!
Blob?
Blob!
Blob, thank goodness you're here. There's a freak with a flower on his face. This freak-faced welfare junkie madman assaulted me and threatened to kill me.
Well, that's not exactly how it went.
Assaulting the mayor, eh? That's a pretty serious crime. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Yes, it was all—
Well, too bad, because justice doesn't listen to the lies of bad guy freaks with planty faces. Justice is deaf.
I thought that Justice was blind.
And she don't wear no hearing aids. Now prepare to be severely beaten, freakish bad guy scum.
All right, then fine. If that's the way you want it, I'm gonna knife ya.
The two square off as Mayor Kettle and Samuels move away. They circle, Die with a knife, and Blob with his fists. Suddenly, they jump at each other. Die attempts to knife Blob from above, but Blob catches his wrist and begins punching savagely and repeatedly. The mayor and policeman look on in horror at the terrible spectacle.
Take that, stupid plant face ugly man! Yeah, this will stem the flow of your evil!
Why don't you just leave me alone?
Not until I've had my chlorophyll!
Listen, man, at least I didn't stalk somebody!
Yeah, but you're a seedy character nonetheless!
The puns are worse than the punches.
That's it. Blob, liquidize. Liquid form, lava.
Ah! Ah! No! No, it burns! Lava! Ah! It's in my eye! It's dissolving my eye! Ah! This is so painful! Ah! Please! Blob! Please stop! Turn back into solid form! Ah! My arm! My arm is melted! No! No! Please have mercy! I have a wife and 6 kids! No!
Well, the weed of crime sure does bear some flippin' bitter fruit, huh?
No! No! Goodbye, cruel world! Please, somebody tell my children. Daddy loves them. Nah! Nah!
Dicotyledon melts into nothingness as steam pours out into the air.
Well, I guess that's one less evil freak for Innocentville. Blob, solid eyes. Solid form, Blob!
You did it, Blob.
Yep, his bark was worse than his bite.
That was the most horrific thing I've ever seen.
I know, wasn't that guy's face horrifically ugly?
That's not what I...
Well, Blob, I'm impressed with the way you handled that guy. I just wish the Innocentville Police Force had a few good men like you. Say, have you ever considered joining the police force yourself?
You know, I've always wanted to have some sort of governmental authority to exact vengeance upon criminals everywhere. And it would stop you guys from sending the police after me again like you did in Blob 6. Blue don't fight the blue.
Well, that's exactly what the police force is for.
No, it's not. The force exists to protect and serve.
Do I get to have a gun?
Sure, Samuels here will get you one down at the station.
But sir, I can't. Don't you remember? You vetoed the bill in Innocentville City Parliament last month to get extra firearms for the police force. You used the city's whole budget to buy those flying police cruisers that you used to attack Hero Blob, and they all got destroyed. We don't even have enough guns for the cops we already have.
Well then, Officer Samuels, you can give him your gun.
That's okay. I've already got the Blob garlic gun.
Garlic gun?
Garlic gun! What's wrong? Don't like garlic? You a vampire? Huh?
No, I just... What exactly does a garlic gun do?
Well, it shoots garlic, you idiot. What the heck else would it do?
So, Blob, you'll join the police force?
Sure, whatever. I got a badge right here.
But that's a plastic toy. And it says Space Sheriff.
Well, that sounds grand. Space Sheriff Blob. Great! Well, Blob, I now officially proclaim by my power as mayor that you are now a duly deputized agent of the law.
Yay!
And Officer Samuels, I officially assign you to be Blob's superior, responsible for every action Blob takes as an officer.
What? But I...
And you'll get a pay raise.
But...
Pay raise.
All right, I'll show him the ropes.
Yay! You can be my sidekick.
Sidekick?
Yeah, you can replace Captain Prawn.
Blob pulls out a reeking, long-dead prawn from his pocket, eliciting nose-clamping reactions from the others.
He was getting kind of smelly anyway.
Well, I've got an appointment at the Mayoral Palace in 5 minutes to get my nose hairs trimmed, so I'll see you all later. Show him what for, Space Sheriff Blob. Show him what for.
So, what kind of benefits do I get? Free candy? A police blimp?
No.
Ah, beating up bad guys is its own reward, I suppose. Well, I'm fine with that, as long as we don't go up against any prostitutes. I'm afraid of prostitutes. So, since you're my sidekick and superior officer, give me some pointers. What do I need to know about being a police officer?
Well, the most basic and important thing, I suppose, is that all suspects...
You mean bad guys?
All suspects are innocent until proven guilty. What is it, Blob?
For a second there, you actually scared me.
What?
For a second, I thought you were actually serious.
Listen, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Just don't get into any trouble while I'm gone, okay? As Officer Samuels rushes to the nearest Talmart to use their very clean toilet facilities, a scientist assistant in a brown lab coat rushes down the street, cradling bags of chocolates in his arms. Blob puts out an arm and clotheslines him, sending him crashing to the ground.
Stop right there, evil villain!
Well, ow!
Did you steal those chocolates?
No, of course not!
Oh, yeah? Well, then where's your receipt, huh? Answer me that!
I must have left it at the shop.
Don't you lie to me, boy!
No, Mr. Blob, I'd never—
Give me those chocolates! These are stolen chocolates. Only stolen chocolates have that extra tang. The tang of evil thievery. Admit it. You stole them.
No, I just...
Listen, son. See this badge? I am the long arm of the law, and I am its ugly, hairy fist. Now admit to me you stole it.
Okay, I did it. I stole it. I'm the assistant to a scientist, and we needed some chocolate to complete our experiments with sepia, but we ran out of funding.
Oh, well, if you did it for a reason...
Then you'll let me go?
No, you stupid idiot! Why the heck would I care about your stupid reasons? It ain't gonna change how badly I'm gonna beat you up. But if you want chocolate, just come over here and I'll give you some.
Really?
Yeah, just come over here to this dark alley. Blob, liquidized, liquid form, boiling, scalding chocolate.
It's boiling, it's burning my face! My skin is boiling, my face is melting!
You should be happy I'm just boiling your face, villainous dog. Now, Blob, solidize. We'll see how many chocolates you can steal when you have no arms.
My arms, you've torn my arms off!
I'll leave you there to think about that for a while, evil bad guy.
Oh, I feel better. Anything exciting happen while I was gone?
Nope, just the wheels of justice turning as usual.
Great, well, let's get on patrol. As Blob and Officer Samuels walk away, the scientist's assistant shambles his way forward.
I will get you, Blob. You ruined my life, and I will destroy you. Don't get comfortable with your life and your hope. I'll get you, Blob, no matter what! Ah, who am I kidding? I don't even have any arms!
Across town, Blob and Officer Samuels arrive at the Blob Museum. There are mannequins of various horrifying villains whom Blob has encountered over the years. A woman is the only other patron, staring silently at an exhibit nearby.
You're gonna love this place, Mr. Samuels. It's a whole museum dedicated entirely to me. It has exhibits recounting various of my adventures.
Really? Why in the world do you get an entire museum? There's not even a police museum in Innocentville.
I know. It used to be a museum of natural history, but I accidentally stepped on it one time when I grew giant.
Wait a second. Grew giant? What exactly do you mean, grew giant?
Golly, you must be new in town. Didn't you know I can grow giant?
What kind of size are we talking about exactly?
Oh, you know, like 400 feet or so.
400 feet? How?
Oh, well... Logically, since I can turn into any amount of water, I can grow to any size. Come over here and I'll show you some of my cool stuff. This was the flamethrower used by one of my most evil opponents, the Mad Flamethrower Person.
He sounds like a pretty interesting guy. What was his deal?
Well, if you'll just listen to this flashback, you'll find out.
Wahahaha! With my flamethrower, I will kidnap all the children of Venus and the Beer. And, burn them!
Not so fast, evil villain.
What? Blob, the world's greatest superhero? What are you doing here?
I'm gonna beat you up.
What?
I'm gonna beat you up.
But why?
Because you're bad!
I'm just an old man who likes the flames.
And after that, he grew giant, and then I grew giant, and beat him up. In the end, he only managed to burn his own combustible materials factory.
Wow. So what about this remote control thingy?
That's the control unit for my giant boat.
You have a giant boat?
Yeah. It becomes the legs of a giant robot called the Goodiness Gargantuan. I pilot it with my other superhero friends from the Goodiness League. We fight giant monsters like Kashmilicon. There'll be a radio version of the adventures pretty soon.
So why do you need a giant robot if you can grow giant yourself?
Well, not everyone on the team is as talented and amazing as I am. And I just like driving a giant flying boat through cities.
Okay.
And this over here is a plaster cast of my nose from before I lost it when... Whoa. Never have I seen a more entrancing beauty.
Huh? Whoa, that woman has a tuna for a head.
A beautiful tuna, glistening in the starry light of the effulgent fluorescent bulbs.
You know, now that you mention it, she does have an air of exotic beauty about her.
Yes, the exotic, tasty beauty of the chicken of the sea.
That's a bit disturbing.
She's disturbingly beautiful.
Well, why don't you go over and ask her out? Bocaccini's restaurant has a 20% discount for police officers.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't asked a girl out since...
Oh, it doesn't matter how long it's been.
1573.
What?
I haven't asked a girl out on a date since 1573.
You're that old?
No, silly. Haven't you ever heard of time travel?
Well, I'm... Never mind. Look, if you don't ask her out, I will.
Oh, all right. Here goes. Hi.
There are things beyond the mortal ken, beyond the sight of normal men. If thou be friend, approach. If foe, prepare to face unending woe.
That sounds familiar. Shakespeare?
No, Hag Lady Bobo. It was inscribed above the door of her moon palace.
Ah, yes. Hag Lady Bobo, my old foe. She was pure evil incarnate. I'm Blob, by the way.
My name is Tunahead. I'm an archaeologist. I was on the team that excavated the Hag Lady Bobo Palace after you defeated her.
Well, she kinda just left, but I suppose I can take credit for that.
Oh, the adventures you must have had. What a romantic life.
Yeah. Romantic.
It's such an honor to meet you. If only I could see you again after I leave this museum.
Yeah. If only. Oh, you wouldn't happen to, eat, would you?
Rather often, actually.
Great. How does 7 p.m. sound?
7 p.m. for what?
For eating.
That doesn't sound good at all. How would I eat 7 o'clock? It's an hour. As far as I know, hours are not edible.
No, I mean, how does 7 o'clock sound for a dinner with me at Bocaccini's?
Dinner? With Blob, the world's greatest superhero. That sounds amazing.
Wonderful. Well, 8 o'clock it is then.
7.
That's what I said.
All right, Blob, then I'll see you then.
Bye.
Eh? Eh?
I did it! Yay! Woo!
Okay. Well, let's go on patrol then, so you can leave early for dinner.
Heck no! I gotta get some new clothes for my date.
But what about justice? What about saving the innocent? What about...
Who the heck cares? I got a date in a matter of hours. Now, whom do I know who could provide me with some nice clothes?
Well, there's a tailor on Innocent Street.
I know! Vampiro the Destroyer. That supermodel vampire freak will have some clothes I can borrow. To the box factory, Officer Samuels!
Meanwhile, across town, at the secret laboratory of Dr. Von Blimpo, Dr. Von Blimpo works on a scientific thing. Surely a tool of terror. The scientist's assistant enters, a black bag over his head.
Yes. With these last adjustments, I am almost finished. All I need is the chocolate from my assistant, and then I, Dr. Von Blimpo, shall turn the world. Sepia! Then I will be spared the horror of color, which constantly plagues my eyes, and no one can stop me, not even Blob. Oh, my assistant, you have returned. Where is the chocolate?
Well, what about that?
Where are your arms?
Yeah, well...
You lost your arms, you stupid idiot! I always told you, didn't I? You'd lose your very head if it weren't attached to your neck. And what is that silly cloth over your face?
Well, you seem to have horrifically mutated your face beyond recognition. Why did you do this?
It wasn't I, my lord, Dr. Von Blimpo. It was Blob. He beat me up, ate the chocolate I stole, and melted my face with boiling chocolate.
Liquid chocolate?
Yeah.
The fiend.
And then he ripped my arms off. Please, Dr. Von Blimpo, I've always been your most loyal servant. Please help me.
Help you hell, exactly.
Give me power, strength. I want to be able to function in life like I did before. But I want the power to avenge myself and destroy Blob.
Blob? Blob? You want to destroy Blob?
Well, there is perhaps a way. But it is very dangerous, very painful, very evil.
What is it, Doctor? What is your plan?
We augment your body with robotic parts, plates, armor. We give you new arms, a new face, a new heart of cold, steely hatred. And we do all this in the image of Blob, to destroy Blob. You will become a mechanical version of Blob, a sort of mechanoblob, if you will.
But why? Why do we become the very thing we hate?
We cannot simply kill Blob. He'd be even more powerful as a martyr. First, we must turn him into the thing he hates most, namely, us.
You mean frame him?
Frame him, destroy his friendships, take away his fame and glory, make his life a living hell just as he has done to me by foiling my plans to turn the world black and white.
It's brilliant, Master. The best way to destroy his life is to pretend to be him. Destroy it from the inside out. Then I will be avenged. Do it. Do it, Dr. Von Blimpo. Take this shattered, broken body and make it Mechaniblob.
Oh no! An evil version of Blob? This is a new idea that I've never heard of before, and not ground being retread after the creation of Vampire Blob. Will these fiends succeed in their evil plans? Will Blob survive? How will his date go? Find out next week. Maybe tomorrow, I don't know.
Maybe right now.
Maybe, yeah, just watch, just listen to the next one now. You don't even have to wait.
It's an unnecessary break.
There's no reason to.
Blob 9, Wrath of the Tuna Queen.
No, that's all wrong. I have to say Hero Blob 9.
I skipped a page.
Meanwhile, across town at the secret laboratory... Meanwhile...
A sort of mechanical blob, if you will.
Mechaniblob.
Do it, Dr. Von Vimble! Blah, 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 blah. You turned me into a chicken! Do it! Do it, Dr. Von Bimble! Blah, blah! Can't say your name!
Bimbo.
Here's Sweet's name!
Dr. Von Bimbo!
Dr. Von Bimbo! Do it!
Yeah, but don't we already have a Dr. Von Bimbo?
No, we have Dr. Van Bompo.
Van Bompo, yeah.
Do it! Do it, Von... Do it! Do it! Do it, Dr. Von Blimp!
Dr. Von Blimp Blimp.
Dr. Von Blimp Blimp! Do it!